Hello. Welcome to a special edition of Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from the Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. This week, Dr. Wick continues a special series on a growing problem in our country, opioid addiction. And now, here's Dr. David Wick.
Today we're welcoming back Dr. Brett Hockey, Chief Medical Officer of Regents Hospital, to continue developing our perspectives about opioid alternatives. Welcome, Dr. Hockey.
Thanks. Happy to be back, Dave.
Now, most of the time when we hear about opioids on the radio or on TV, the news is something of a downer. What perspectives of hope do you have from your experience?
Well, I think we're really learning much better ways to take care of pain. And since a lot of people are habituated or addicted to opioids because of pain, I'm really excited about the ways that we're taking care of pain now that don't depend on opioids. And it really comes down to knowing that you can be okay, getting back to activity quicker, and using medications that aren't opioids.
What other alternatives are there to opioids that may be beneficial?
Well, there's other medications, even anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen or naproxen can work quite well. But really, exercise and a little bit of time is really the best thing. Pain is really part of everybody's life most days, and usually it gets better on its own.
Now, are these activities that one can more or less explore on one's own, or do these need some guidance, some accountability, or other methods to kind of keep a person on target?
Sometimes people need guidance, but on average, if people remain active and get back to exercise, whatever exercise they like to do, or take up exercise if they don't do exercise, can be quite helpful for them.
Are these sort of techniques allowing people to trend downward on the use of pain prescriptions or non-prescriptions in general?
Yes. If a person is given an opioid for something, they should get off it as soon as possible. Typically, maybe they only need it the first night or maybe the next night. After that, they should get off it. One thing that a lot of people don't know about opioid pain medications is they help you a lot initially, i.e. maybe for 4 or 6 hours. But as the pain pill wears off, they get a tail of increased pain, and that increased pain can last some 72 hours. So really, it's a losing battle if they continue on the opioid pain medication.
Well, thanks again, Doctor, for being on with us. We're going to wrap this up for today, and we'll wrap up the topic next week.
Sounds great. Thanks.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.